Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chocolate Rider Real. I'm your host, Tavik, your co-host, Gil GB, here. You know what, fuck it. He'll be here. But,
I say we go with
some Dark Lotus Attic.
Hey,
I hear the words I've spoken. I think my mind is broken. I keep on steady smoking. Hopefully I die from choking. Know what I was just thinking? Maybe if I keep drinking, the voice of quitting, I can escape from this demon beacon. My life's a living hell. Only the voice can tell. Oh please, oh Christ, compel. Lead me from this evil spell. My body won't stop shaking. These voices keep on making me do things to people. This must be just the work of Satan.
They want my mind is on this shit. It's way out of control. I haven't been this been weak from sweating, but my body's cold. I'm shaking like a leaf, terrified to go to sleep. Puking from the medication, vital signs is looking weak. I see him in the mirror, he told me come inside. He lives inside my head, so there's nowhere to hide. They want my soul to die, so they can come alive. But that's my body, so everyone will realize.
They say they'll give me pain, they say they'll give me love. Takes me to the lotus pond. What can I do when my brain shakes, my earth quakes, my lips crack, my skin dries up and flakes. Sleepless, 6 days of deepness. I pin my eyelids open with rusty paper clips.
The demons coming for me, they wanna take my body. Hands reaching up behind me, suffocate the breath about me. They squeak my vocal cords until I wanna scream. Call upon the dark lord, please wake me from my dream. I'm steady popping no notes. Sleep. Mental pressure overcomes the brain, the evil creep. Body shake me on control, I need to pop another pill. Demons here to take my soul, too late, I need a refill.
Spoken are the words, shall be the hymns of my mind. Clear the magic spell, to unlock the cutest, to make pepper.
Let me get away,
summit will be summit.
Will it,
away petals of the lotus. The night, the candle, to the clean mind and soul shall invoke the power.
They say they'll give me pain, they say they'll give me love, they say they'll make me bleed, they tell me up above, they take me down again, they take my medicine.
I cut the head off the devil and I'm throwing at you, throwing at you.
They say they'll give me pain, they say they'll give me love, they say they'll make me bleed, they tell me up above, they take me down again, they take my medicine.
I cut the head off the devil and I'm throwing at you, throwing at you.
So I can hear what they said. I'm rocking back and forth, helpless. Well, it infests my head. My mama told me it was past. It's been 17 days. The back of Tylenol bottles. Don't say shit about a soul rape. Tell me what the fuck I'm supposed to do now. That's how. Go where? Be with who? Listen more to me or you. Father, tell me whenever will I be back to normal? Never. I guess I'm cursed to live with this headache forever.
I'm hearing thoughts being with you, screaming voices from inside of my mind. I wake. In the days, blood and scars on my arms, I feel sick with someone else's memories. They beg me to kill everything I see. I got visions of nuns being raped with the barrels of guns. A young lamb crucified for the fuck of it. It fills me, I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't breathe. Someone save me.
They say they'll give me pain, they say they'll give me love, they say they'll make me bleed, they tell me up above.
Cut the head off the devil and I'm throwing at you, throwing at you.
And we are back, so nobody, so I think we're just going to do like a few songs, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tracks of Five Finger Death Punch, just because, you know, we ain't got nobody here. And shit, I love Five Finger Death Punch, especially this track, Lift Me Up, featuring the legendary Rob Halford of Judas Priest.
It ain't no mystery. are burned into my skin. Can't hold on, can't move on. You're the weight beneath my
Oh,
Alright, motherfuckers, it's time to bring back some of my good old friends, some good homies of mine. It's been a while since we even played tracks by them up on here. But this is Astrid Haven. Cute. Crooked.
I like you. It wakes up the brain cells. Fantasy is a necessary ingredient in living. It's a way of looking at life through the wrong end of a telescope, which is what I do. And that enables you to laugh at all of life's realities.
Have a question, baby.
Welcome to the Twisted Fuck Shop. Yeah,
where you get your fuck on.
Where the girls, yeah, always take the tops off.
Show us them titties.
And the sweat will roll. And the cum will flow. Just come.
What's your question?
You need
know.
I'm a twisted fuck shot.
For also consideration and pay for part by Buckskin Rubbers, Edible Beaver Seasoning, Salt Burrito, except Fuck Lube.
Yeah, you're on with Twisted. Welcome to the fuck shop.
Beautiful.
Pull your titties out, rub your beaver.
Get your nipples licked or something.
Or waggle your balls. Wait, you want me to tell them what we're going to do here?
That's beautiful.
We're going to take random questions given by you, the juggalos and juggalettes, or the crackheads and whores and people on the street that want to throw questions our way. It's all anonymous. We will never say your name. We'll never give away your secret intricate query.
Intricately
query. If you like to wear lingerie, that's your business.
Lingerie.
All right. Monoxide, would you please do the honors and read a couple questions?
I'm dipping. Here we go.
Yeah.
My friend's mom let me hit it for $20, and I didn't use a rubber. Problem is, both my balls blew up real fat. What do I do?
Wow. Sounds like,
First, you need to go back there and probably get that bitch a two-piece and a biscuit to her eye. Cause
yeah, you're going to want to fuck
like that
her
before
up.
Before you went.
And if she gives good head, give her our number and tell her to give us a call. Because
that works.
We're looking to get filleted on several occasions. Also, what else did he say? His balls were hurting?
Blew up.
Try some of that beaver seasoning salt. Just put a little bit of that on your balls, and if that doesn't work, I say maybe you call that fucking Texas son of a bitch that drives them guys around.
I'm going to go with the two-piece and a biscuit.
I say fucking serve her up. What else you got?
Okay, here we go. Do you think that these little red bumps all over my dick will go away after about 2 to 3 weeks?
Wow. after about two or... Nah, dude. You're going to have to go to the health clinic.
Easily.
They're going to swab your dick hole, and they're going to set you straight. It's going to hurt. But,
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Hey, man, you're going to fucking take care of that. You got puffy dick tip. That's, you know. All right, what else you got, man?
Why is it that every time me and my girlfriend go to make love, wow, does anybody really do that anymore?
This particular anonymous person makes love.
She asked me to wear my clown makeup. Whoa. Signed, anonymous.
All right.
Maybe she's a juggalo.
She's a juggalo. And it's okay to wear your clown makeup.
Sure.
As long as you don't paint your balls up. Never paint your balls up.
Why not?
Because then you get makeup all in the net, and if you're going to eat your fuckings, then you're going to have a messy little beard.
You don't eat your own fucking.
That's what I'm told, but I don't digress. I fucking eat. Beaver seasoning salt makes the vagina taste better, and I enjoy a good plate of vagina.
You got good money to endorse that,
I got, yeah, well, they're fucking, you know, it's a good product, and I stand behind good products.
Beautiful.
All right.
What's the best way to eat netting with long netting hair? To not eat it, right?
Well, you say no, and I say yeah. If you're going to eat it, you're going to want to grab it like an afro on one side, and then on the other side, and part the sea of hair until you see the pink.
You got to tell her to clip that shit.
And then you just fucking, from then on out, you're on your own.
Clip it.
But what if they like au naturel?
That's disgusting.
Then you wash that. Wash before you eat, always.
I like a shave. It's smooth like an egg.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, too. But if she's hairy, you part them. You see the pink and you stick a tongue in there.
Here we go. Another one. My girl refuses to toss my salad because of my hemorrhoid.
Well.
Jerry, the one and only. This one was signed from somebody.
All right. Listen, this question is from a personal friend of mine, Shaggy. And I would say try. What? His girl won't let him do what? You gotta rub some prep H up
because it's got bumps.
If you put preparation on the actual roid itself,
she's not gonna want to eat
it. It will wither and decay, and then she'll.
This is what you do.
All right.
You lie to her for like 2 weeks and say you've been medicating it, and you just don't, dude. And then you fucking, you know, there it is. It's all hooked up.
Say it's
no
a birthmark, man.
Ain't no bump.
What's it gonna do? It's a fucking birthmark.
Eat my booty.
Eat my booty, little bitch. Eat my booty. What? Eat my booty, little bitch. All right, bitch.
Enough of that, dog.
Like if he tells her...
Dog, if he hides it for a couple of weeks, she'll forget about it. He'll get his butthole ate. Everybody's happy.
All right, fair enough. What do you got?
Here we go. What to do when you come too fast before you fuck her? Wow. All
right,
you
look.
You stop pumping your fuck stick, weirdo.
Actually, that's a benefit. If you come before you fuck her... Then if she can get your dick hard again, you're bound to be in there for a good 2-3 rounds.
She's got to be a hot you're gonna loving whore.
Yeah, well, she's going to suck your dick.
If you blow
dick.
Your load and she hangs out, she's a fucking whore.
Yeah, well, then you got to tell her, suck this dick, you fucking whore bitch, and get it hard again so I can fuck your nasty blue-out pussy.
I feel it.
And you know what I mean? And other than that, then there's no point in it.
You know, get your hands off
if
your dick.
If she didn't come to suck dick, then what is she doing with you? Is the question you need
she
to
likes
pose.
The company. You're just so fun to talk to.
Yeah, well, I'm a lot funner with my dick in your mouth, you know?
Right.
We're trying to
nice.
Get... All right. What do you got?
All right. I want to have anal sex with my girlfriend, but my dick is too huge. 12 inches in quotation. What
yep.
should I do?
Well, you want me to take this one? Or you go ahead. You.
Oh, man. All right. This is a stumper.
Might I suggest you start her off with smaller things, like articles around the house. Maybe start greasing carrots up and shove a carrot in her ass. See if she can take the full gust of the carrot. If she takes it all the way to the green, she's a fucking pro. You stick that fucking salami in her and you rock that box.
You got to open it up. It's like piercing the ear and you put those weights in it until you got to work your
way
into that.
No, does it say on there, does she want him to thump the thumper? Or he just wants to do it.
Actually, but let's go ahead and just for fucking Pete's sake, we'll say she's begging for it.
Well, then she's a pro. She can take the fucking carrot in the ass. She can take the salami. We're twisted. Fucking leave your fucking... You got questions?
Hey, we did it.
I'm saying if you got questions, then you fucking send them into a P.O. box and then... Yeah, and then we'll fucking get them. And make sure you don't put your name on them. And we won't tell your secrets to everybody who's listening.
Thanks for calling the Twisted Fuck Show.
I hope your questions were answered.
You didn't know and now you know. You got mad drugs and the nice time on your phone.
You
didn't
know how to fuck. Hope they didn't fuck with your heads too much.
Now you know how to fuck.
Was all your questions answered?
My bad, Joel. I kind of stepped away to get me some food.
Let's see. We got anybody even tuned in?
Probably not. No. So, let's go to...
For the fam, Volume 2. Rip the Cat. FTC Music Lab. Dark Lotus.
Is it a vampire that you see before your eyes? Before you focus, I dematerialize and vanish into thin air. So all you scary bitches better beware for six petals of the lotus pod. Prepare for the coming of the creatures in dark with blind faith. The battle is before us, the target is Hell's Gate. I'm the first general of the Cobra Khan. Shadow Captors, the Bat Demon, Mad Rock, drunken ninja mask.
The night air makes me awake from my daytime dreams. It always seems like there's a killer loose living in me. I try running from the shadows into the moonlight streets in search of hoping to find a place like me. Lost my forgotten soul, dripping blood in the hatchet with pain. The lotus all up in the street, in the street chit chat. Suffocating from the sunlight cause we go with the sun. Keeping the drunken ninjas knowing who we are, motherfucker.
I'm in this burnt down house and I'm surrounded by the dead. Now visualize, I can reach the clouds sky high and I can make it all turn red before your very eyes. Shadowless in the mirror like oxygen. Fuck us being off the hook, bitch boy, we off the hits. I keep mutating like monsters when the trees blow by and I'm demented with this killer inside. Who wanna die?
Look at me, I still walk in a poop
balls. I seek and destroy the skull of devil without a cause. Chinese stars, I throw these for the dark slowies. I represent the dead Louis Bacoli and Bruiser Brody. Look at my face, Jesus, don't ask my religion, or I'll draw this heck with your sword and make my incision. I'm like a kid with this beat, I'm neat, I'm sweet, a drunken ninja master, I'm funky like I choke old
straight out the fucking cat, yeah. Fucking with a dead man, you get your head took. Sacrifice for the Lord, pop a place of crook. And if any punk wanna step up and test your luck, you find yourself playing in the back of the truck.
Back of the
motherfucker,
truck.
I'm a drunken ninja master thug. Fuck 40s of pub, we drinking 40s of blood.
Grab the bottle, pop the cap, throw it back. Fire with blood flowing down my neck. Constantly putting shit in my body, direct from hell. Bible causing my head to do things that my brain control. Like, let's see ya. Grabbing and squeezing, waking up next to lifeless bodies that ain't breathing. Blame it on the blood, voodoo for alcohol. It'll just make death call faster from a drunken ninja master. You fucking bastard.
Now let me introduce myself as the man. Fucking every bitch in the world that says I can. And I won't even play with the bitches that don't fuck. All I know, you can be a dude with your nuts tucked. And I don't need all the stress and all the games and all the calling me names and fronting like the same bitch. You ain't shit but a hoe and a trick. And all you're good for was hopefully fucking and sucking dick. Wanna blame it on my music? Well, that'll never happen. Cause I was fucking hoes like you before the rapping. So give me the slapping on that ass and butt cheek. And give my dick the flashing and coming on bed sheets. I'm a lunatic widow looking to get laid.
And he's looking here tonight, he's looking to get paid.
Fuck that, I won't spend no nickel on no ass. I don't even want no stinking bitches thinking about my cash.
Crazy fuck in my hips and I can make you do things you're afraid to do. And by the end of the night you want me to fuck you. Hey bitch, that's a nice ass. Let me see you strip down the flesh and show me a flash dance. Got me rising in my pants and I'm pitching a tent. It's just a video camera, no need to get upset. Hey bitch, do you like sex? Well me too. I'ma pull my dick out and this is what we gon' do. Till the sun comes up and fall asleep, leaving pussy battered, abused, and numb for weeks. You say you never suck dick, a minor obstacle. Just pretend that my dick is a popsicle. And lick it all on the sides and tips. You got creamsicle filling on your tongue and lips.
Goodbye, there was no time. Understand, I was stressed, living day to day.
was hard and I gave it my best, but there was nothing left for me in this world to convince me to stay. Now I'm long gone away. Don't you do that, don't you start with tears. Just remember all the time we spent over the years. Never cry, never think bad of me. What's done is done and that's the way it had to be. I need you to be strong for me. Say a prayer every day in my memory. I'm sure it's helping me to earn my feathers, to get some wings and a halo and a harp and angelic things. And even though I'm gone and out of sight, never worry about me.
Now every day you lay in bed staring at the ceiling.
I'm alive,
but you don't see me no more. You can fill your heart with memories of things from before.
Not an angel,
but everybody got a purpose in life to survive. And when the sun rises, you gon' live to see another day. Just don't follow me and live life your own way.
Example,
I'm being set, and if you forget, get the picture with the cord around my neck.
Can you handle it?
Underground and I'm stuck, but it's cool, that's where I wanna be. Keep the drama in hand but out of sight, and know that I'ma be alright.
Do you really know what it's like? everything.
Now you hate who I am.
A person who shirks his work or duty. A person who evades military service in wartime. I know one thing, man. I'm gonna have my kicks before the whole shit house goes up in flames. You know what I'm saying? Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow you may die. That's what life's about, man. Good time, noodle salad.
Yo, I'm a product of Reaganomics. Neurotic, they saying I'm it. That's got up inhaling chronic. The oddest, I'm staying honest. I'm about to make it famous. So you can take the J-O-B and you can shove it up your anus.
I ain't never understood how the world works, but I always understood why the girls twerk. For a baller, not a 9-to-5. Barely making it with disgust behind your eyes. So I just grip my piece, rip off fleece. Out to take your lip off cheap. With my peeps, we ruthless. If you got money induced, the goose get toothless. We loose off 2/5, we useless. I wanna kick it, but ain't got the dough. Sneak in the concert, trip and make them stop the show. We got to go, push me and I sock the pole. Getting the bell from my parents is impossible.
I'm a slacker.
Never did I have a lot of dough.
I'm a slacker.
Smoking pot and watching videos.
I'm a slacker.
Go whichever way the wind blows. Those just tuning in, I'm just letting you know.
I'm a slacker.
Every time I take a look around.
I'm a slacker. I'm a slacker.
By my everyday fits, I ain't rich. I sneak with a piece when I grit. I'm just another gap man caught up in the mix. Trying to take your dollar and your 15 cents.
I grind with a pistol.
I stay rid of you lame.
Y'all game.
I play video games
all day.
We're Kansas City, Mo Brains, this gritty slow game. We diddy bop with really no change.
Y'all babe.
And people holla how you do that there. Why your pants hanging low and why you grew that hair.
Lighting a bleasel with my people riding a regal. Always in trouble with coppers cause we driving illegal. And I ain't never giving them leeway to him me nay. The judicial assembly's gay. Hey,
I come out at night cause I sleep all day.
Tryna get with Def Jam louder, MCA.
I'm a slacker.
Never did I have a lot of dough.
I'm a slacker.
Smoking pot and watching videos.
I'm a slacker.
Go whichever way the wind blows. Those just tuning in, I'm just letting you know.
I'm a slacker.
Every time I take a look around.
I'm a slacker.
Stuck up on my slacker.
My homies got to pay for me. Holidays, them just be another day for me. Getting drunk, hoping I get to the Krilla safely. Pray for me, cause I'm needing money majorly. Sit at home watching MTV with a MTP. O-C-K-E-T, I MP3. Everything that I hear on the street. Never buy, don't deny it, I'm the fear, I'm a beast. You say get a job, I say hit a knob. Cause the way you run the world is every bit of fraud. So what you ask of me, you get no tax from me. I got white, native, and Mexican, and black with me. Huh, I'm tryna get up there with Master P. Pass the D, cause that's the way it has to be. We bust to be free, we trust to be G. So fuck who be Glee, it sucks to be me.
I'm a slacker.
Never did I have a lot of dough.
I'm a slacker.
Smoking pot and watching videos.
I'm a slacker.
Go whichever way the wind blows. Those just tuning in, I'm just letting you know.
I'm a slacker.
Every time I take a look around.
I'm a slacker.
Stuck up on
I'm a slacker.
Never did I have a lot of dough.
I'm a slacker.
Smoking pot and watching videos.
I'm a slacker.
Go whichever way the wind blows. Those just tuning in, I'm just letting you know.
I'm a slacker.
Every time I take a look around.
I'm a slacker.
Stuck up on
I'm
a
doctor.
Chillin' in my underground home, getting ripped like a motherfucker smoking homegrown. Only 1 minute now, wait a minute.
420, yo!
Hand me the skizzes, cause the guys need some purple haze. Blazing up these dorm days, smoking what my brain says. Sink a motherfucker right down in my tone piece. Collecting all breeds and seeds and marijuana.
Bubblegum with the concrete, just set to winter weed. Northern lights, silver shadow, purple power, snowflakes. SpongeBob, 7 seconds, double bubblegum. And I rub them, watch you bubbling on so I can get my smoking on.
Stashing kid crushers, stoned as a motherfucker. Passing the blunt around the room with the league out. Mary Jane is always with me when I'm on the mic. I never put the blood down, I put the smack down.
Fire up the fight, you know why I can't sit. It's a hit I press, then I play the hit
THC, fucking hooked into my veins. A lot of stone people, but we talk all the same.
A lot of times a wee, but I got the taste for that lovely Mary Jane flavor purple haze.
To start my day, I take a big hit, it hurts the way the bar rotates. Coffee sips, cigarettes on my lips, on my face. Smoke breath, wide awake. it all placed in plunging. Stone does a motherfucker with a concussion. Dash of the grass, I'm passing it out undone. Now boom moves around the room, the fumes grew, all consumed. Blew up like a balloon, and pretty soon we got the suit. At the lunatic studio, you know it's a cold afternoon.
It's snowing, yo!
Half a true hot glass, you know I'm always high. Don't even gotta ask, I write the dopest rhymes. Why, with the kid is dead, I pass it to the right. Hit it till it's ass, and I'm gassed out for the night. Fire up the fuck, you know what, I can't shit. It's a hit, my crate, and I play the hit, bitch.
GHC, fucking hooked into my veins. A lot of stone people, but we talk all the same.
A lot of times a wee, but I got the taste for that lovely Mary Jane flavored purple haze.
It's just me, still. Damn it, Angel. That's a blow of a tsunami. But fuck it. Oh yeah, you know, before we get this shit really fucking going, gotta say rest in peace, man, to the fucking legend. Tommy Ramone passed away. Like, holy shit. Dude's a fucking true legend. You will be missed. Truly. So now punk is officially dead. Because the Ramones are the ones who fucking created rock. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. It's because of them. I think I got some punk shit up on here. Let me find out. Let me see what I got. The ways of the punk. That's what, yeah, I do. It's only trash. You had the tracks up on the soundboard. Come on, Halloween. Okay, I guess I got to put Halloween. My bad. All right, so let's see what I got here. That might be punk. What do I got? Damn it, I ain't got much in the way of punk up on here. So I'll see you. Let's see. Corporate Avengers is not a punk band. Then I don't know what to give y'all. Trying to find something punk here. What the fuck would Flyleaf fall under? Metal. So, that don't work. Unless... let me see. You know what? I do got somebody up on here. Let me get to him. I should still have a track up on the soundboard. Even though this is not appropriate for the moment, he's still punk. So this is G.G. Allin. And shit, yo, without the Ramones, there would be no G.G. Allin. So, much fucking love and respect to Tommy Ramone. Yeah.
pay. Hey, candy little girl, walk my way, fucking bitch. Child abuse is on my mind. Little fucking kids I seek to find. But it's
we are back. What's going on, ghetto?
What's up?
Nah, boss, man, playing a little G.G. Allin.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm trying to find a track from, the Ramones, but, yeah, no luck.
KKK took my baby away.
Yeah, man, dude, like, that sucks that the fucking Tommy Ramone died.
Everybody's fucking dead.
Well, it's official, we can officially say that punk is dead now.
Well, I never liked punk music anyway.
What do you do? You like Halloween?
Man, that don't even really count.
Where the fuck Astrid Haven is? I forget what the hell they are.
What?
Astrahaven.
It was like Victoria filming herself at Warped Tour. She was filming all the people standing in line behind the cage and shit. I was like, finally, they caged all these damn punk rockers.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Kimberly will not be with us tonight.
Oh, yeah, homework again.
Oh, she's back in the hospital.
What the fuck? Tell that girl to start eating and drinking.
Yeah. Be nice. But apparently she's feeling she's in pain.
Okay.
Don't know what from. She didn't say what from. I didn't really ask.
Oh, well, that's a good friend.
I just, you know, she just said she's going back to the hospital. I'm like, why? She's in pain. I'm like, okay.
Alrighty then, who do we have?
Nobody.
God damn it.
Angel's busy watching Toonami.
Well, I don't know, man. Don't he got, like, DVR like you do?
I don't know. I mean, I just record your shit.
Yeah, you record shit and then you go back and watch it. Like,
he wants to watch it live.
This motherfucker just plans to watch it right now, man. I'm sure they play the damn episodes over and over again.
Man, I think half the shit I'm fucking Toonami is fucking repeats.
Or like, don't they got like an on-demand thing?
Yeah, they do. I don't know.
What the fuck, man? Just watch them all over there.
Oh, man, yeah. Like, how about the fact that, you know, I decided to be a smartass up in
smart
the chat? Yeah, man,
yeah,
because, you know.
You forgot to post your age. How dare you?
Not that bullshit motherfucking age shit. Nah, man, just think Elizabeth Dorsey. Dealing with the chick with the fucking rabbits on her, too.
Who? What? Who got rabbits on their... Oh.
Yeah, man, it's like some dude fucking comments and saying, sexy, whoop, whoop, and then right after him, someone responds, but, can you be a little bit more respectful? So I responded with, death a sexy let.
And the bunnies are just badass too. Whoop whoop.
Man, I thought this was going to be funny, but you failed me.
But at least this dude, Nick Monteroso, CEO, blah, blah. Fuck
really?
Name, blah.
That's a hell of a name. How do you spell that?
But, you know, but at least he finally asked the question that me and you have been wondering. He goes, Coda, how is saying she is sexy disrespectful? It's a compliment. Question mark.
Coda? Ain't that that crazy little girl that, like, eats her hands?
That was something else.
What the fuck was that girl's name?
I don't remember. Something Anderson.
Yeah, she got... No, that was Cora. There we go. Cora.
Yeah, Cora. There you go. Like the fucking Avatar.
Like whenever she got real upset because I said something about people eating their hands.
I remember that. And, you know, she wasn't even really tagged into that fucking conversation. She just got upset about it.
She was tagged, but then she untagged herself. And then she messaged me and messaged me and messaged me. Delete it. Who do you post my age?
Yeah, I remember that bitch fucking telling us to fucking delete the comments.
I don't think I ever did, really.
I don't think I did either.
I just deleted her.
Yeah, it was so much easier. Less work. That was less work to do.
But all that happens in Juggalo Family Chat is people asking questions. That's it.
Yeah. And then you
Why
had me.
Crazy? Why can't I post something? Why do my things keep deleting?
Then of course you had me, some dude named John Lewis Lake, and Edward Wicked Clown Chacon. Yeah. Fucking went straight to fucking Nerd Fest.
That's a good thing I love that.
Man, you left after I said, so was anyone aware that the Joker, as in Batman, not... I'm surprised, man, because, you know, I'm surprised you didn't like what I said and saying...
No, I saw what you said, but the thing is, before all that happened, I saw your little pictures of the comic books.
Yeah, man. And then, of course, you know, after you said, I'm out, Sugar Bear goes, ditto. And I respond saying, damn, minute you go nerdy, they start leaving.
It's true.
And then John Lewis and Edward got nerdy with it, too. And we started talking about Power Rangers and shit like that.
Really? Fucking Power Rangers every goddamn day with you?
Well, not because, you know, John responded saying...
Even that girl that's always half naked as shit, posting up all her Power Ranger toys and shit. Even she doesn't talk about Power Rangers as much as you do.
But no, because I was just saying, you know, the fact, you know, like, because John responds saying, I know the feeling, I get that a lot when I tried to talk about the old days with Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Or any of that old shit. So I respond saying, shit, anytime I talk about Pokemon, old school TMNT comic book, Power Rangers, etc., it usually kills the combo.
Yeah, usually. It's kind of like those conversations you have with a female, and then it comes up with, I'm horny. And then it just kills the conversation. It's like, all right, I'll talk to you later.
But the funny thing is, I didn't really, you know, start the whole thing with Power Rangers. I just said, you know, I'll just use an example. Edward fucking responds saying, Dino Charge better be good. That's when the whole fucking shit got fucking started off.
That's gonna be a fail.
Oh. Then I respond saying, I just wish they'd fucking finished the rest of Super Mega Force already instead of repeating all the episodes we've already seen. FedEx one?
I don't know.
Then John, me, and Edward started talking about Jason Derrick Frank.
Really? Everybody, you're always talking about him, too. Just get that motherfucker here and talk to him.
Man, I'm pretty sure if we get him here, the entire soundboard's going to crash. It's going to be wall-to-wall nerds.
Well, that'd just be the same thing as if you went to a Comic-Con.
There again. That could also be a good thing, because that could also possibly bring in Yaya on. Liz
Cass. Yeah, right, dude. The day that fucking happens.
I mean, come on, think about it, man. We had John Young Boss up on here, and Karen Ashley, the
yeah,
second.
Yeah, but he was here
Brander.
To promote his music, man. His music.
Well, yeah, but also remember, and then Karen Ashley, the second Yellow Ranger, was up in the room.
There you go. Get all the old Power Rangers to come back. With
yeah.
the exception of one.
Which one, Billy?
And you say the one was dead?
Oh, yeah, Trini. I don't know, I think talking to Billy would be kind of awkward.
And why is that?
Because. So, Billy! When did you decide to come out of the closet? Before the show or on the show?
Wait, that dude's gay?
Yes.
When the fuck did that happen?
See, that's why it'd be awkward. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure someone would end up asking, when the hell did that happen?
I never knew that dude was gay.
Yeah, but he's gay.
Oh. He sure as hell didn't act gay. You know?
No, he didn't.
Like Lance Bass of NSYNC. Whenever he came out, everybody was surprised, but it really wasn't that surprising.
It's so true. Yeah, because apparently, he was supposed to be part of the Power Rangers Turbo the movie. But, you know, but apparently the co-workers and stuff like that, producing the film, you know, considered him not worthy to be where he was, and that he could not be a superhero because he's gay.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah, right?
That's completely fucked up.
Yeah, so, you know, he left the show completely.
Wow. But speaking of Comic-Cons and shit, they actually have one coming here in August in Pittsburgh. There ain't even that many great people going to be there, though.
Well, there again, is it a complete list already or not yet?
Yeah, man, I got a bunch of people, but, like, the celebrities aren't even anybody I would really ever want to meet. Well, I mean, except maybe, you know, Lando from Star Wars, he's going to be there. Jimmy Hart's going to be there. They're going to have the Ghostbuster car there.
There you go, man. You know, just start walking around, turning to Lando Cloud and start yelling your name, Lando Cloud, and then Lando tells you to shut the fuck up.
Be like, hey, yo, man, do you know this rapper dude from Kansas City? He kind of stole your name.
Oh, man.
With the whole Cloud City thing, not so much his name because, what the hell's his last name? Lando Garcidian or some shit.
I'm bullshit. But his rapper name, Lando Cloud.
Then they got, like, Laverne and Shirley going to be there. They got the original Red Ranger. Like I told you, it looks like he's been doing drugs. He's going to be there.
What are you going to do? You could ask him if he's on drugs.
Yeah, now that'd be a hell of a conversation. Now, he could literally live that photo that I saw of the Power Ranger things. It says, it's morphine time.
Oh, bud.
Now that would be some shit. Now, see, that's the closest any Comic-Con's going to be to me. That's really fucking close. But
yeah.
They don't even have, they don't have any, good people going to be there, though, fuckers. Now, if they had the one that they had in Allentown, they had, Ricky and whatnot going to be there.
Yeah, Ricky. I'd fuck the shit out of that. She's married.
Yeah, man. Them people's husbands got to be real pissed.
Hell yeah, bud.
Well, they do get to travel around with them everywhere and shit, but, when the hell did they ever talk? When did they ever, have sex? Maybe eat dinner? What the fuck? They don't ever see each other. I got to make his big-ass costume and then his other big-ass costume all in the same week.
Yeah, right.
But it's amazing, though, how many skills that they have, though.
It really is, bud.
They can do molding, they can do fucking soldering, sewing, fuck all this crazy shit.
Can't have sex.
Well, they could. Be a little setback, though.
Hell yeah. Maybe a hell of a lot of fucking setback. Not just a little.
Be a couple hours setback.
Yeah, then they turn into that fucking Victoria Chicken, missed the competition altogether.
Maybe that's why she missed it.
Yeah, she was busy getting laid.
Yeah, she's like, fuck this.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron Wasserman did be at the 2014 Morphicon. That's what's up. Rick Medina, Cynthia Crawford. Now, this is some shit I would love to go to one of these days. Just because I would be really geeking the fuck out.
You do that every day.
Yeah.
Why would that be any different?
Because Morphicon is nothing but Power Rangers.
Are you going to go dressed as a Power Ranger?
And I probably would.
He's going to go dressed as the fucking Rainbow Ranger. He couldn't decide which color he wanted to be.
No. That's a little snow.
That would definitely draw the wrong kind of attention. Everybody's going to think you gay.
Or possibly Billy.
Really? Really? You're gonna go there?
Man, you set that one up.
That was a bad joke. You turned into that producer or whatever that said he couldn't be on the show no more because he's gay. That's what you just did.
No, because you said because if
I know
said,
I understand what's going on.
Oh, but yeah, man, I'm looking at the guest list right now. Everybody looking to have. Fucking Jason Narvey's gonna be at the MorphCon this year. Would it be fucking dope? Fucking like one of the actual original cast was a part of the of the Rangers.
And who's he?
Goal.
What?
Goal. You know, focus goal.
Oh. Is he a fat guy or a skinny guy?
Skinny guy. See, Walter Jones is going to be there. Morphine Ranger is going to be there.
Did you say the Morphine Ranger?
Yes.
Don't they all morph?
No, I said morphine.
That's a real thing.
No, I'm talking to Austin St. John, the original Red Ranger.
I thought that was going to be a real thing. Like, what?
Oh, bud.
Yeah, did I get a picture of him?
I think so. They do, but they have the old picture of him, you know, before it looked all cracked out.
Oh. I'm telling you, go to steelcity.com or steelcitycon.com.
There we go. Oh, what's funny is the fact that Jason Narvi is a doctor now.
I see.
Yeah, he's got a PhD in theater studies.
He got a player haters degree?
Yeah, a player haters degree.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's see. There's Laverne and Shirley. There's Steve Guttenberg from the Police Academy. Oh, look, Dean Cain's going to be there. From Lois and Clark, the new Avengers of Superman.
Yeah, I think they're both going to be there.
Lando Cloud! LeVar Burton's going to be there. Should be interesting.
You see the Red Ranger yet?
I'm getting down there. They're going to have a midget there.
Well, midget, yeah. Vern Troyer.
Yep. And Mindy Sterling. Mouth of the Cell. Clark Kramer. Oh, Clark. Yeah, Clark. Claire Kramer. Damn. She's still sexy. Hey, look. Steve Cardino's going to be there, too. You know, the second Red Ranger. Man, Serena Vincent's going to be there from Fogan Cabin Fever.
Wait. That's the second Red Ranger? That's not the original one?
That's the second one.
What the hell do you mean by second one?
Steve Cardenas is the one that replaced Jason as Red Ranger.
Well, that's the one I've been talking about, man. Don't he look a little cracked out, though?
Yes. Here, let me see if I can find an up-to-date picture of Austin St. John for you.
No, that's okay.
Let's see. Yeah, man, Serena Vincent's going to be there. Fucking the yellow Lost Galaxy Ranger. And, of course, from Cabin Fever and Not Another Teen Movie. Pat Priest from the Monsters. Butch Patrick from Monsters. Man, they gotta be old as all fuck.
No shit.
Paris Simmons going to be there. From fucking Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Who's that, the little kid?
I think so, yeah. But the, that was a little kid that was, you know, dressed as a fucking cowboy or Indian, whatever the fuck he wanted to become.
Oh.
In the original. Damn, Mark Madden's gonna be there from fucking WCW. What's the vehicles. Well, get what you think, man. You know, you just might get your chance to go back in time.
Are you referring to the Back to the Future car?
Yes. known as the DeLorean Time Machine. Monsters Dracula. Let's see. Other special guests will be Garrison Corita from Star Wars. Of course, the entire Blast Troopers. That's what's up. Please note, some guests will be charging a fee for autographs that is not included in the price of the show. Not responsible for guest cancellation.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, right?
You gotta pay to go there. And then people gonna charge you for some pictures. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is that bullshit? Fuck out of that shit.
But I'm just saying, man, like, there's only a few people that are gonna be there that I'd actually wanna see.
Well, yeah. Today updated the guest for fucking for the one here.
Like shit, man. I was pissed whenever I found out Kelly was gonna be here at that same place.
Damn.
Yeah, I found out the day of it. I was like, God damn. It's like, I'll see you in Pittsburgh. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, bud, that must have been nuts.
Yeah, well, safe to say I didn't get to meet her.
Yeah, or grab her titties. See if they're real.
I don't know, man. I don't know if they're real anymore.
Yeah, anymore.
They keep growing along with her ass.
Hell yeah, man. That ass keeps getting fatter and fatter.
Like, she used to be real skinny. Like,
yeah,
nothing.
I remember that.
Like, not much there.
Yeah, and now, damn!
Yeah, it's like, where the fuck that come from?
I don't know, maybe WWE didn't want her having an ass.
Well, then they would fire Naomi.
That's very true. But, you know, Naomi can't really help it. She's black. And
really?
Well, man, it's true. Most black chicks have a really fat ass.
Well, here's something for you to explain. How do really fat girls not have asses?
And that's just something that nobody can ever explain.
Explain that shit.
That's just, you know, part of the unexplainable. There's no way of knowing that one at all for anybody.
Like, where does your ass go when you get real fat?
It probably gets sucked up.
It does, man. It's like real flat and shit. Like, how's that happen?
I don't know.
Also, speaking of asses, I thought it was pretty funny that Coco posted up a picture of her meeting Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That must have been one hell of a fucking meeting right there.
because he came out to see Body Count, and then she took a ass photo with him.
Man, I'm pretty sure he was thinking, baby got back. Well, what are you doing?
Well, obviously.
Damn it, Duella. Choose a fucking father already.
What? Are we on Maury now?
Well, Duella Dent, a.k.a. Joker's daughter, claims to be the offspring of the Joker, Catwoman, Scarecrow. Your dog does not like that one bit.
Not really.
The Penguin, Two-Faced, Wildebeest, Doomsday, Dr. Light, Punch, and Julie.
Jesus, man. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. It says nuts. Apparently, the fuck is this? Also in Batman Arkham City, Harley Quinn is revealed to be pregnant, and it is explicitly implied that it is the Joker's child.
Yeah, didn't that really happen? Didn't somebody tell us about that?
I think so. I don't remember.
I remember hearing that.
And now I gotta get fucking Arkham City again. Just for that.
I have that game. When does it happen?
Let's see. It happens.
Matter of fact, I pretty much beat everything except to get all the trophies and get to the Riddler finally.
Yeah. Media. Let's see. There you go. Let's see. Also, okay, I was just during the credits, Harley sings, "Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna kill for you." The whole damn world, implying that the baby has already been born.
Oh, the credits.
And then, let's see, in Harley Quinn's Revenge, it is revealed that it was a false positive and was using Scarface dressed up as a Joker, as a surrogate surrounded by a lot of negative pregnancy tests.
That's part of, like, the extra shit on that game. I think I played that. I don't remember all that, though.
I don't either. I am.
Oh. And then you got to play as Robin and all that shit.
What the fuck? Holy shit. Apparently they were supposed to do a, sequel to fucking Batman and Robin, like the original, like with, you know, with fucking Alicia Silverstone
Chris,
and,
Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah, and, like, Mr. Freeze. Yeah, man, it was supposed to be, yeah, it was supposed to be, Batman Triumph, but, I mean, it got canceled, unfortunately, but, like, the cast was going to be George Clooney, of course, as Batman, Chris O'Donnell as Robin, Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl, Nicolas Cage, or Ewan McGregor as the Scarecrow, Madonna as Harley Quinn.
The fuck?
Yeah, man. Pat Hingle as Commissioner Gordon. Jack Nicholson as the Joker, again. Martin Short as Mad Hatter. And Mark Lynn Baker as
Yeah,
Man-Bat.
Mad Hatter, man. That shit threw me off when I found that in the game. I was like, what the fuck is the Mad Hatter doing on Batman?
But apparently it was canceled because of the fact it got, because of the negative reception of Batman and Robin. So because Batman Robin did apparently poorly, they chose not to do it.
Why'd that do poorly? I like that movie.
I did too. I mean, come on. Alicia Silverstone. Actually, it all fucking love and shit of leather.
It was definitely better than anything after those movies.
Yeah. Like the whole fucking Batman Begins bullshit.
Well, Batman Begins was good, though.
Yeah, but...
I'm talking like the newer ones.
Well, yeah, that is one of the new ones.
No, I'm talking like the Dark Knight and all that bullshit.
Yeah, Batman Begins was the start of the Dark Knight.
Yeah, but that one was good.
But let's see, I just want to know why the fuck that Batman and Robin did fucking bad. Here we go, reception. Although the film did well at the box office, it was universally panned by critics. It was mocked for the poor script and as well as overextending the campy attitude. Comprised of smirky one-liners, blatantly ludicrous stunts, as well as ultra-loud sound effects of its predecessor, Batman Forever.
So?
In his review of the movie, critic Leonard Maltin found that the story often makes no sense and that the action and effects are loud, gargantuan, and ultimately numbing. However, he gave the film 2.5 out of 4 stars. Author Mark S. Reinhart added by saying the combination of Batman and Robin's terrible script, ridiculous costuming, and garnished sets, uninspired direction, it made the film into the appalling dump heap that it is. Well, fuck you too, nigga. Michael J. Nelson in Mike Nelson's movie Mega Cheese says, Batman and Robin is not the worst movie ever. No, indeed. It's the worst thing ever. Yes, it's the single worst thing that we as human beings have ever produced in recorded history.
Wow.
God damn.
As a kid, I liked that movie. What the fuck?
Yeah, right? You get all these motherfuckers coming through like, dude! See, even director Joel, whatever the fuck your last name is, has admitted to not being proud of his work. Despite an earlier statement to the contrary, not only did whatever the fuck your last name is, the movie, but so did Batman and Robin executive producer Michael E. Uslund, who said, in my estimation, you are not making movies, you're making 2-hour infomercials for toys, and that's sad, because if a filmmaker is allowed to just go out and make a great film, I believe you will sell toys anyways. It is often jokingly referred to as the Rocky Five of Batman films.
Okay.
I say that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think right now we need to hear, fuck you, I'm Batman.
Man, do we even have that up on the soundboard?
I sure hope so. probably not, though.
Yeah,
I'm
probably not.
Batman.
Let's see. Oh, no. Damn. Fuck it.
I wanna be Batman, cause everybody really ain't shit to me. My superhero picture me if I was Batman. Studios and shows, utility belt with a compartment for the free roll. Smoking bat butt off in the Batcave. Jamie Madrox.
Gotham really don't look shit like Detroit, but I think these motherfuckers get the point. Listen, word on the street about the Arkham break. Scarecrow, Poison Ivy, Catwoman, Two-Face, all trying to kill me before the night fall. But I got a bad surprise for each one of y'all. Scarecrow tried to front me when I'm up in Lakeside. Blast a batarang, watch a bitch nigga hide.
Hold up, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You ain't Batman. Fuck you, I'm Batman.
I'm a worker. I met this motherfucker in the flea market. He was selling 8x10 gloves to the autograph on. I got the gloves, I got the belt, I got the boots. Wait, let me walk in the closet or something. Help! I got a bad dick. Help! Help! You wanna see my dick, bitch?
And we're back.
Kinda. Man, fucking hard-boiled eggs are the most annoying food ever.
Okay, then.
And they're high maintenance.
Okay.
Published, let's see here, on the Internet Movie Database, the film received nearly universal negative user reviews, as well as in the MSN Movies article on superhero movies. The film was ranked as the worst to date. The film was considered the 88th best out of 94 comic book movies made by Rotten Tomatoes in 2007. A particular criticism was heaped upon the design of the Batsuit, which, like in previous films, features nipples, as well as the close-up shot of the cape crusaders while donning their costumes. Okay. I mean, I didn't mind getting a close-up of Lucifer Fox and their fucking shit. And the published financial figures indicated that the movie was made on a budget of $125 million. Batman Robin opened at number one at the box.
The Killer Tomatoes.
And I missed that show.
You said something about tomatoes, and I thought of that.
Let's see here, but as well as had an opening weekend of $42 million, which were two of its very few successes. However, over time, its popularity slipped, possibly when competition, possibly when put in competition with The Lost World, Jurassic Park, another summer film, which became a huge financial success, and the film collected over $107 million domestically, less than any other Batman film, and $131 million abroad. Studios usually expect some movies, particularly those in a highly successful series, to earn more profit than that, and Warner Bros. Temporarily suspended the series of four live-action films. Damn. The film was I can't even fucking pronounce that word. Fuck out of here. Dubbed Batman on Ice by Chris for a scene in which Batman and Robin inexplicably have retractable ice skates in their boots while battling Mr. Freeze's henchmen on an icy floor in the opening sequence. In context, it would make sense for them to bring skate boots to a battle with Mr. Freeze. George Clooney was himself severely embarrassed by the film, saying, "I think we might have killed the franchise." The infamous Bat credit card scene, where Batman is bidding war for a date with Poison Ivy against Robin, whips out a credit card emblazoned with his logo. was especially painted as a huge insult to the character. It became quite famous to internet users in 2008. During a full review of the film, film reviewer Doug Walker, a.k.a. the Nostalgia Critic, went into a loud, long tirade over this scene that's become a staple of the character's show. Damn, even fucking Uma Thurman didn't like it. I say that's bullshit still.
Oh.
Just like Mexicans are full of bullshit.
What?
Just like Mexicans are full of bullshit.
Why are we talking about Mexicans?
Because, man, today at work, fucking, like, two or three Mexicans stopped, you know, by the fucking bowel machine with a truck, and they literally fucking just dumped fucking 10 bags of fucking bottles and cans and then left.
Okay.
And then this other dude came through and just
left. Isn't that what the damn bottle machine is for?
But that's the thing. They didn't put the bottles into the machine. They just left the full 10 bags near the machine.
Why didn't somebody else should have took them?
And this one dude fucking said, you know, that he would have taken them, you know, if he didn't have to walk.
Oh, somebody's on Skype.
But it's like, God damn it. And unfortunately, I had to be the one who had to clean up with fucking bags.
Don't you get money for that shit?
Not all of them.
What do you mean not all of them?
We only take back what we sell.
No, I mean that damn machine.
Yeah, but again, we only take back what we sell.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Like,
a bottle's a bottle.
Let's see, we take back, you know, of course, store brand, soda bottles and shit like that, Pepsi, fucking Mountain Dew, well, mainly, like, all Pepsi-type cans and shit like that, Amped, fucking stuff like that, but, like, you know, we don't sell beer, so we don't take that back. We don't sell Coca-Cola products, so we don't take that back. We don't take back other stores, merchandise, like such as water and sodas.
What the fuck? Get rid of that machine. It's pointless.
Yeah. Well, it's not really the machine. It's the fact, you know, it's their, that's the code that they put in.
It's still pointless. Machine.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like going to one of them change machines and saying, we don't take pennies.
And if you have pennies, man, just give them to Patrick.
And all you got is this giant-ass thing full of pennies.
Like I said, just give them to Patrick.
Who the fuck is Patrick? Oh, I got to search for fucking change in the parking lot. That's who it is.
Yeah, because so just give him the pennies. He'll take them, and he'll bring them inside, and give them to the cash office instead of keeping them.
Why?
Oh, man.
Who collects money in the parking lot and gives it to somebody else?
Because he thinks after 60 days, if nobody claims the pennies, he gets to keep them.
You'll be fucking kidding me.
I'm serious.
Who the hell is going to realize that they were missing a penny 60 days ago?
Yeah, but it's like, but what he doesn't realize is the fact that, well, all any pays that he gives to them, they just, you know, end up putting, they put it in the cash drawer and give to the just give them to the fucking cashiers.
That was like working at the movie theater, man. Anybody left money in there, man, it was mine.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't giving that to nobody. Fuck that.
Yeah, it was just really weird. It was just dumbass. But there again, you know, if it's something like, you know, loose change like pennies or so like that, you know, we can keep. But like if it, like if it's like a dollar or more, unfortunately, you know, we have to turn it in to cash office. Otherwise, you know, we get fired.
For a dollar.
Yes. Like this one dumbass that used to work there named Damien. He found a fucking wallet full of money in the parking lot. And he took the fucking wallet. They fired his ass for
it. How did somebody know he took the wallet?
And because we got cameras outside.
What a dumbass.
But man, I'm pretty sure those motherfuckers, you know, that watch the cameras are like, why the fuck is this dude picking up pennies to bring them inside? He can keep the pennies.
Yeah.
What is this? Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks.
Well, Cracker Jacked. Not Cracker Jacks. But,
same fucking thing, man.
They have new flavors. One being cheddar.
How are they going to make that cheddar?
Let's see, you got
cheese popcorn.
Yeah, man, you got, here we go, sweet and savory clusters of salted caramel. You got cheddar barbecue. And then spicy pizzeria.
I don't know how good that's going to be.
I have no idea. So that's just weird. Top of that, they're not even fucking popcorn things. Oh, wait, there they are. Okay, yeah, they're spicy pizza flavored mix of pretzel pieces, crunchy corn kettles, or kernels, and crispy corn sticks. So apparently you're going to eat the fucking corn kernel.
That's usually the thing you don't want to eat.
Yeah, right. And then they have another one. Or it's fucking salted peanuts and smoked almonds.
I see.
Cracker Jacks is supposed to be motherfucking popcorn. Not fucking nuts.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, why the hell are we eating a fucking kernel for?
Yeah, them son of a bitches.
They keep changing our shit up. I say we sue their asses. We're breaking our teeth.
Yeah, really.
I mean, come on, man. Like, those fucking kernels are like, usually hard as a fucking rock when you try to fucking eat them.
Exactly.
Oh, Cracker Jack.
It's usually at the bottom of the bag and shit, you know, the pieces you really don't want.
Yeah.
You know, the pieces that didn't pop.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, like, I know that part. It's like, we don't want them. Do away with it.
Shit, man. I used to make some bomb-ass popcorn working at the movie theater.
I used to make bomb-ass popcorn right here at home.
Fuck that. I had a big ass fucking thing to make a whole bunch, you know what I'm saying? I don't have that here.
Yeah, I mean, just throw some fucking Parmesan cheese into there.
Parmesan cheese? What the fuck? Well, we had different, like, seasoning salts and whatnot, but to just throw some cheese on there, what the fuck?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man, Parmesan cheese. That shit's fucking bomb.
I don't even really like to eat Parmesan cheese on anything.
Okay, fine, Romano cheese.
Go with American cheese or some Colby Jack cheese.
Or some mozzarella.
Yeah, not so much that either.
Or some spicy cheese, like cheddar jack or jack cheddar, whatever the fuck that shit is.
Sharp cheddar.
Like some spicy cheese.
I don't fucking know. Pepper jack cheese.
That's it. Pepper jack. Good.
The fuck?
There we go, man. Some fucking... Okay, no, it's, okay, here we go. It's Monterey Jack cheese with, habanero peppers in it.
Yeah, fuck that.
All right, there's some fucking Monterey Jack with bits and pieces of, jalapeno peppers in it.
Yeah, I don't like spicy jalapenos.
Fine, get some 5-year-old cheddar cheese.
I don't want 5-year-old cheddar cheese.
Man, because usually aged cheese is usually the best type of cheese out there.
Well, and I buy new fucking cheese. What the hell?
Yeah, man, I found this place called Wisconsin Cheese.
Why don't you bring that up to the pizza place and say, hey, why don't you pick yourself up some 5-year-old cheese to put on your pizza? I heard it's pretty good.
Well, actually, there are some pizza joints that do use the aged, like, Parmesan and shit like that.
Yeah, only in your ghetto.
Yes, in my ghetto. There we go. You can get some cheese shapes. Like, you can get some cheese in the shape of a cow.
Well, that's pretty fucked up.
We're fine. Some cheddar cheese in the shape of Wisconsin.
But I'm just saying, that's fucked up, though, to make it look like a cow.
Really is, but, oh, well.
The same way this place has dog treats in the shape of cats or whatever. I was like, what? Cats and the mailman.
What the fuck were they thinking?
Yeah, it's like, wow, that's pretty fucked up.
Hell yeah. Ooh, cheese wheels.
What are you on? Everythingcheese.com?
WisconsinCheeseMart.com.
I just made up my own website.
Yes, you did. There we go. Again, cheddar cheese, 14-year-old cheddar cheese, half loaf, $85.
Yeah, because that's how long it takes to get to you.
Actually, this has been aged for 14 years. Like I said, they want $85 for that shit.
Yeah, let me buy some expired cheese for $85.
Man, it's not expired, it's aged.
Man, what the fuck is the difference?
Because expired cheese tastes nasty. Aged cheese actually throws a taste to it. It won't kill you.
It was fresh 14 years ago. I don't care what you call it. It's still expired.
Yeah. Oh, bud. Here we go. Dunbarton blue cheese.
Man, ain't nobody eat blue cheese.
I eat blue cheese on my salad. Hey, fine, girl. You can have cheddar cheese. Snow White.
What? What about Snow White?
Hey, they got a fucking cheese up on here called cheddar cheese Snow White.
So Snow the product has her own cheese?
And I'd definitely eat that.
We're talking about the cheese, right?
Oh, but I'm talking about Snow the product.
I know.
Fine, how about some black truffle sheep's milk cheese?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I don't either. This is one of the fucking options they give you up on here. It's for $14.
Man, I'm not going to buy food offline. I'm not going to do it.
Let's see. Black truffle cheese is an award-winning sheep milk cheese washed in truffle oil and aged over 6 months.
Man, buying food offline is probably like buying fish out of the back of a truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, I still have that fucking coupon for,
fish in a truck.
Omaha beef. Omaha beef.
Well, it's safe to say I had pasta the other day, and I did not put any rice in it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I put some meat in there and some peppers and onions.
Oh, man. Well,
but no white rice, though.
Well, I'm pretty sure Angel would be very disappointed in you.
He would.
But according to him, that'd be the only way to eat it.
Well, he's wrong.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's the only person. Well, never mind. He can't really say he's the only person because, you know, his ex does it too. Eats white rice with pasta.
So, was that girl that was talking on that status, is that the new girlfriend?
I think so.
Talking about, what do you say, Boo Bear or some shit?
Yeah, calling her Boo Bear.
At first, I thought that you tagged Boo Bear in this. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, no.
Then she'd come out of nowhere and like everything.
but seriously, she did.
No, I'm saying she would have on that status.
And even without tagging Boo Bear would come out of nowhere with that, on that status either way.
Nah, fuck man, Boo Bear don't like anything anymore. She's never around.
Did she delete us?
No, I think we're still there.
Yeah, because, you know, it was funny because of the fact, you know, I looked up Kimberly and she ended up deleting me. And then re-added me.
Which one? The one that calls her?
Yeah.
She deleted you.
I'm like, oh, you deleted me. And she fucking sent me a fucking friend request back. Like, sorry, Ninja.
The fuck?
My question is, why is this fucking Angel can't find anybody in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, man, he should be able to find some fine-ass women.
Yeah, because, let's see, Kimberly was in Georgia. Sugar Bear, who lives in Kansas.
I don't know. He's always talking about Ohio, though.
Yeah, there you go. Find somebody in Ohio.
I don't understand what's going on with all that, though.
I don't know. He's obsessed with Ohio for some reason.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Except for when we were in Cleveland and we did that show with Tally Demon, and then she rolled up next to us, too, when we were driving back.
But that works out.
We're like, oh, shit.
There we go, man. I should order me some lamb burgers.
Here we go with these fucking burgers again.
Oh, no. These are actually on OmahaSteaks.com.
This nigga ain't shopping online.
And I have a coupon for this, like...
I don't give a shit. I still don't trust buying food online.
Oh, come on, man. They have desserts here, too. Cheesecake, cake.
Yeah, well, let me order some ice cream. That'll be delivered fucking melted.
No, they don't have ice cream up on you. They have carrot cake.
I want a fucking carrot cake.
Key lime tartlets. Lithuanian torts. And wine. Well, they can keep the wine. Fuck out of here. Wine nasty's oil. Fine. You get some bison.
What?
You have yourself some bison.
No.
Oh, come on, man. What's the matter with bison?
I don't know. What the fuck is bison?
Man, took an animal of some kind.
Man, send that shit back to Street Fighter.
Really? Damn it, M. Bison, get back in there and fight.
Hogan!
Man, that's exactly what he'd say, too. He never spoke, he didn't really speak so well. Damn it, now you're turning into Goku. Damn it, Bison. You're from Street Fighter, not Dragon Ball Z.
Man, I could have sworn they said that in Street Fighter.
Man. Nah, man.
Whenever they threw, like, the whatever the fucking lightning bolt or some shit.
I don't even remember what the hell they said. Oh, it was, you said, come behind me. Ah, that was Dragon Ball Z. No, I'm fucking Street Fighter.
I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
But yeah, you said something out of it, though. How the fuck did that work?
I don't fucking know.
I don't watch Dragon Ball Z, but I will say, I'll say a line out of it for an attack.
I have no idea how that happens.
Oh, bud. Alright, I'm going to order me a gourmet burger next week.
Next week.
Yeah. Along with, what was it? Fuck you at? Fuck you go, nigga. Fuck that thing I was looking at. Fuck did it go? Alright, there we go. 10 things of potatoes. All gratin, with macaroni and cheese them.
So what's wrong with the store that you work in that you can't buy food?
Ah, man, like my, like one of my aunts that, you know, actually ordered from Omaha Steaks, and, you know, she mentioned that the food that she got from them was really good, and I want to try them.
Rather, there's grocery shopping online.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck this, I'm going to find something that'll feed it to me, too.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. I'll get, Teeny Fox to feed it to me.
Yeah, that might happen. Yeah, right, dude. You'd get that app and be like, yeah, I'm going to need you to show up here in your Pink Ranger outfit and feed me my dinner.
She'd be like, fuck out of here. It's more for time. Well, see that, or get a fucking Liz Cat to come over because, you know, she has no friends.
She'll come over and punch you in the chest. Then you'll explode like a putty.
Except I have no Z on my chest.
Hey, I don't make the rules.
All the putties that exploded had Z's on their chest.
Hey, she's a Power Ranger. That's what she does.
But well, I don't think Liz Cutts is a Power Ranger yet.
No, she's just a sexy Wookiee.
Exactly.
And a girl that gets naked.
There you go.
I don't know. Her cosplays don't really consist of much.
They really don't.
It's just really her naked. That's all it is. And I'm all right. I'm all right with that.
I think we all are. Well, except for her boyfriend.
And I'm sure he's all right with it, too. You know, I mean, here she is still doing these things.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's okay with it. About damn time, Liz Cat. Holy shit.
She's naked.
No, but she's got a fucking autographed 4x6 print for $5.
4x6? Small as fuck.
And it's still going to be autographed. And $5.
Plus $5 shipping.
So there you go, $10.
And what pictures does she have of that?
The one of her with the fucking gas mask thingamajigger. And, you know, she's holding her Yeah, there you go. And she's holding her tits. And then, looks like Legend of Zelda.
Ah, yes. The one where she actually has clothes on.
Ah, look. You got more. Then, of course, you got the one with the fucking boy shorts holding her tits. Black boot.
She got the Wookiee one.
Oh, no Wookiee.
Damn.
But she has the one where she's laying on her bed with cat ears. $5. Hey, she's finally learning.
Yeah, ain't nobody want to. Oh, I take it back. All those big ass pictures actually all sold out for the most part.
Yeah.
Which don't make any sense. What's wrong with these people?
I don't know.
But she had another sale going on where things were like cheaper, but it was still expensive. But $10, I guess that's fine though.
Damn it, motherfucking bank! Fuck you when you're updating.
So what's that on our store?
Yeah.
That's like that other girl. She sells Polaroids.
Which one?
Heather? No, not Heather. Rachel?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So which I want to find Knuckle Duster. Let's see if she's got any fucking pictures.
What about
damn it, Knuckle Duster? Knuckle Duster! You deleted
her. Is that really her name?
Well, that's her cosplay name, yeah.
But what the fuck does that... What is that?
I don't know. I still gotta ask her that shit.
Knuckle Duster.
Because I still want to know why, like, how she came up with that name. And the best thing is I could actually ask her that.
It's interesting.
And the best thing is I don't need Facebook to ask her. I can just go, I can just fucking ask her in person.
The fuck? You actually know this person?
She works at Gambit's Gambler, which is a comic book store out here in Danbury.
And she's a cosplayer?
Yeah.
There you go.
That sucks that she's got a boyfriend.
Every bitch that you tell me about always has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but it's no fair.
Like, you're like, yo, I got this girl's number, but she got a boyfriend. Like, well, what the fuck good is that?
Yeah, right? Damn it, Monica Lee, you need to come back with some new fucking shit.
You bought her whole fucking store.
I want more.
I don't think there is any more.
Fuck a Riddles, I would love to salute you and those fucking beautiful big titties.
Yeah, man, that small ass girl and them big ass titties.
Hell yeah. The best thing is, she's rocking a fucking Star Spangled Banner type of outfit. 4th of July.
The fuck?
Hello.
Must have missed that.
Yeah, man, it's up on her store.
Wait, maybe I did see it. But the only thing popping in my head right now is her, is like Captain America or whatever.
Well, from there, you know, of course, what are you going to say, her titties?
Well, obviously that too, but.
There we go, Jessica Jane. A.K.A. the Ewok.
The Ewok? I only saw one Ewok, and that was that Heather girl.
You need to see this fucking Jessica Jane chick as an Ewok.
Now, if it's like a big titty Ewok, let's see it.
I'll send you the link to her page, to her store.
Man, most of them links that I found, man, most of them don't even work.
Yeah, they're like all fucking updating and shit like that.
No, they just disappear. Like, what the fuck you doing?
Here we go, sexy nerd with bad intentions. That's that chick that, you know, you don't like because she takes, like, bathroom pictures.
Oh, yeah, that bitch sucks. I want to buy no Facebook pictures.
Oh, why not?
Why not? I can't imagine why not. It's like me buying Victoria's pictures.
I could see me doing that.
You could see me buying her pictures? What the fuck? Why do I want a half of a face and big old titties? Why do I want a picture of her and a hat that says legit? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, but Sub-Zero wins.
Yeah, see? Those are good pictures, too.
Yeah, Jennifer Ann.
No. That Heather girl.
Damn it, no. Jennifer Ann, go to her.
I don't know her either, man. You're saying all these things, but I saw other people that did them.
And she, like, she has one of the best fucking posters of them all, though.
Diane, what's
it's of her.
Her just naked.
Man, I wish that was the case. But no, man, it's her as Sub-Zero holding fucking Scorpion's head.
Yeah, that Heather girl got the same exact picture.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Now, is the Heather chick holding a female scorpion or a dude?
I don't fucking know. I think it was two chicks.
All right, let me see what the font, Heather.
Go to what Heather 1337.
Ah, look. I just typed in Heather and her name just popped up. Let's go to your store, bitch. Remember your store?
Did you just say that stupid word that, like, Shelby says?
What, bitch?
Yeah. Did you just say that?
Yes, I did. Dude!
What the hell?
Dude! That's, so 01 is her and Jennifer Ann.
So you ain't the same picture?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's what's up. And I don't know why I said beach four.
I have no idea either.
It feels weird for me to say that.
Well, I sure hope that's the only time.
Well, until Angel calls it tomorrow night, and I start calling him a beast.
Oh, great.
More likely, he probably wouldn't know what the fuck I'm talking about, what the fuck that word is.
Man, I guarantee you he uses that word.
Yeah, man, go check out Jessica Jane, man, her fucking lovely ass blonde self.
Is that big-titted scorpion chick?
No.
No. Who the fuck is that girl? I see that girl everywhere.
I don't know. I would love to find out who that is, though. But, but Jessica Jane does a, like the Juliet fucking cosplay.
Man, everybody does fucking Lollipop Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
But ain't nobody talking Jessica Negrito.
Hell no. Nah.
Especially those little Asian girls that try to do it.
Yeah, those Asian girls need to stop that.
It's just weird.
It is. Man, but it's just weird how fucking Jennifer Ann and fucking Heather have like not the same pictures.
What kind of shit is that?
Man, fucking that fucking She-Ra. Ah, she does not. Yeah, man, it's weird. Yeah, like seeing all, see her like you see her on this. Hello, blonde with a nice ass.
It's also funny and weird that that Danny Devine chick, man, that's all over and shit. That's hot as hell. Then you hear her talk, and it's really weird.
Well, I've never heard her talk
because she's from London and shit.
Yeah, I've never had the pleasure of hearing her talk.
I was watching an interview with her, and I was like, wow, this is really weird.
It sounds it.
She also does, like, them fire acts with that other girl. What the fuck's her name? Serve whatever the fuck Fox.
Something Fox.
That redheaded girl.
Yeah, I don't remember her fucking name.
I don't know how to say her fucking name. It's like C-E-R-V-E-N-A or some shit.
I don't fucking know.
Some shit. Yeah, but those two work together all the time and shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, right?
Now that is hot. Literally.
Hell yeah.
Since they do the whole fire shit and all that.
And you get fucking Dark Supergirl, Aryan Girl, like in Nerd Heaven here. And
Heather has a fucking deal going on.
No, yeah, what's her deal?
Use the code Star Wars to get buy one, get one free.
On anything?
On specific products.
On the Star Wars ones?
Probably.
Since she got a few of those.
Yeah, more than likely. That's fine, man. I'd definitely go with the Ewok.
Yeah, but ain't that one like $10?
Yeah.
And then the other ones are like 15.
Yeah. She only has like one Ewok.
That's the only Ewok chick I saw.
Yeah, well, once you see Jessica Jane, you're like, damn.
I sure hope so. You do tend to send me some chicks. They're just,
all right. Let's see if I'd be doomed to you anything new. You know, for a minute there, I saw one picture that she had. After I thought it said Shamu, but it actually says Seamus.
Well, that'd be really funny.
You know, like, damn, you know, she's got some big ass thighs, but damn, she got even bigger titties. And those titties can probably crush the shit out of you.
Yeah, but I'm saying, man, her legs are big as fuck.
Yeah. There's some fucking, something that she probably shouldn't do.
like usually her costumes are just, like, half the costume.
Well, yeah.
And then just her big ass legs.
Yeah, the damn. There we go. You could have Ivy Doom Kitty versus Awesome Kong. Or should I say Karma?
Nah.
Enjoy. Oh, I remember you. Hey, look, you're making Pokeballs. That's what's up. $5.
Making Pokeballs?
Yeah. Got a Pokeball, Ultra Ball, Net Ball, and Master Ball. $5. I would definitely try to use one of the try and catch her.
Pokemon in real life.
Hello. Fucking, I heard fucking dressed up in fucking rocking fucking misfit shit. Fucking all gothic. So he's all fuck. Look at that fucking nice fat ass. Okay, 11x17 poster.
It's as big as Ricky's.
Yeah. Good two. I reminds me of in a bit, like in a way, but
reminds you of who?
AJ Lee.
So she's that hot?
Yes.
You ain't just trying to fool me with, like, that flat-ass Asian bitch again, are you?
Man, this chick ain't even Asian. She's white. Damn you, Tiny.
What?
Fucking Tiny Coon was fucking logged on and then logged back off.
Tiny Toons logged on the one.
Facebook.
Facebook? She has Facebook again?
It says I'm only active I'm only activated my Facebook to get something. I'll be deactivating it again soon. So if you want to keep in touch, save my number. Damn it. Call in the Jungle Run Radio. You sexy fucking short bitch.
Well, to feed your appetite, I mean, you could go on her Instagram.
I could.
I mean, should I say, quench your thirst?
No. Hell. You just risked your life.
I did.
And next thing you know, you walk outside your house and there's a fucking half a ton fucking woman. Standing
half
out there.
A ton woman. There is. Next door. No fucking joke.
I gotta send you this fucking link to a video.
No. I didn't even watch that last video. Or the video before that.
This one's about this chick that they've dubbed the half ton killer.
Man, it's like a TV show.
You want? At one point in time, she weighed over 1,000 pounds.
Damn.
Thankfully. Lost 800 pounds.
Damn.
Well, she kind of has a foot being in jail or being in prison.
Man, that was definitely that TV show. Didn't she, like, kill a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sat on the kid and squished him.
Yeah. Not seen that shit.
Yeah. That'll probably be the bitch that's sitting right outside your door.
Well, she's not that big, but she's pretty fucking big.
That'd be a fucking 1,000 pounds. Well,
no. This lady can actually still walk.
Yeah, but she couldn't shower.
Well, I'm sure she can.
No, her husband was,
Man, I'm not talking about that lady. God
damn. And Jennifer Ann and a bomb bitch. Nice tight dresses.
Uh-oh.
I believe that might be Heather in the dress.
Probably pink is. Dress.
Yeah, in the pink dress. Yeah, it's definitely her. And it says Death Wolf.
Okay.
What's even better is they're holding each other.
Oh, how sweet.
And how fucking hot and sexy.
Now, relax yourself.
Now, if only this is a video and they, start stripping each other down, it'd be so much better.
See, this is the shit they're always complaining about, you fucking pervert.
And don't make me such another Liz Cat video.
No. No more Liz Cat videos. Make them stop.
Yeah, as well called the Cupcake ATM.
No. I think I played like a few seconds of that and I stopped it. It was like a fucking rat or some shit. Something around it. I swear that's what it was.
Yeah, but it's a rat.
And then she's spraying some water and whatnot. Like, and I was like, this is fucking stupid, and turned it off.
A very lovely man.
Yeah, what's funny is about it, she's
like...
also the
first plant that ever tried to actually keep alive.
Well, on a good note, I mean, at least we get to see more of her house besides just her fucking closet.
Yeah, you get to see her torture room. Like, what is that?
It's such a clean patio.
Man, she's got like a bamboo, like, cage. Like, wall type thing. As she broke the hose.
She broke the hose. Dumb bitch.
Damn it, Liz Cat, just walk away from the hose.
See what happens whenever you leave her alone.
Yeah, she fucking breaks things. She leaves her doors open.
She makes videos about useless nonsense. Somebody needs to watch this girl.
And now she's doing a video of her out on the fucking street, walking on the street. The fuck?
What you got? Many, many sleepless nights. I planned on coming to the Cupcake ATM, but
they actually have a fucking ATM that makes cupcakes.
And you don't have
to. Yeah, that's exactly what people need.
Okay, I got black and white, chocolate marshmallow, red velvet,
and
pretty red velvet.
What's worse is the touchscreen. You just touch the fucking cupcakes.
Another flip. That's selected.
And then...
Oh, no, it wasn't.
425 for a fucking...
Okay.
Cupcake.
Yeah, one.
For one cupcake?
And
better be a big-ass
yeah.
fucking cupcake.
I don't have as many options that are like...
And she made... And she's getting two different cupcakes.
Your
battery
power. And
you swipe your credit card.
Seconds to do this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Apparently, like she said, you have 25 seconds, or 30 seconds to fucking get your cupcake.
How did you do that? What is that? I missed it.
Hey, what's your report? It's like you got her boyfriend calling her an idiot, too.
See, he knows.
Man, he definitely knows. But yeah, he still gets to fuck her every night.
Yeah, only good thing.
Hell yeah. But this is going to kick her.